Good morning. Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Durango Chamber of Commerce. And if you want to check out what's going on for the Chamber, you can simply go to durangobusiness.org and see what we have happening. But we're here with Noah Lopez from ChemDry. You guys are celebrating 20 years.
Yes. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Congratulations. 20 years in business. That's huge.
Yeah. It seems like a long time too.
Does it?
Yeah.
Well, you know, and you are also a Fort Lewis College graduate.
Yeah. Right after I graduated in 1996.
Okay.
In 1997, we opened ChemDry.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it's been a long time.
Now, when you were in class, were you sitting there going, I need to open a business?
No, I actually went to work for my uncle in San Diego that owns a ChemDry.
Okay.
And then when this one became available, we bought this franchise and I moved back.
All right. And you and we is?
My brothers. Oh. I have two brothers and myself.
Okay.
So we bought it together.
Very nice. And 20 years later, blink of an eye, you're still here.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of different business, you know, uh-huh. in those years.
Sure.
But we started as carpet cleaners, and now we do a lot of flood restoration.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask you what your repertoire, so to speak, of all the things you do, because I know like mold remediation, hardwood floors, tile.
Yeah, we do a lot of stuff. Pretty much anything that needs cleaning, upholstery. We also install carpet.
Oh.
We do carpet repairs. And then, of course, when we do a flood, we'll tear it all out and pull all the water out and
right.
then dry it up and put it all back together.
Well, and I have an example, which is my mom's place flooded over at Sunshine Gardens. A pipe burst, and you guys, I mean, literally there were there on scene almost when the fire trucks were responding.
Right.
You know, quick response, and, you know, you took all the drywall down, pulled the carpet out.
Right.
You know, baseboard, all of that, made sure, had the air removers in there for, and heat going, I mean, for, I don't know, it was probably about a week to make sure everything was dry.
Yeah.
And rebuilt it.
Yeah, and I think they moved her out for a while, too.
Well, they put her down the hall, and it all worked out fine, yeah. And one of those things that, you know, it just happens. But I have to say that honestly, during that process, I didn't realize that you guys were the ones that did the drywall, insulation, and everything to put it back together.
Yeah, I mean, we've done it both ways, where we've hired people, but we've also done it ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just whatever can be the quickest to fix the problem.
Right.
And get your customers back in, you know, their normal state.
Sure.
So it works. If we're very busy, we'll get a sub to do the drywall.
Uh-huh.
If we can do it, we'll do it ourselves.
Okay. So. Now, okay, so 20 years in business. Are you guys, let's give a little, shameless ad here, but you guys offering anything for your customers?
Right now, we're doing 40% off. Tile and grout cleaning. And
but it's your 20th anniversary, not your 40th. You just doubled that. 40% off. Wow.
Yeah, off of our normal prices. We don't do a ton of ceramic tile or mm-hmm. wood floors.
Okay.
So we like to throw that out there and offer something bigger.
Right.
We're always giving discounts on carpet cleaning. You can find them in the phone book.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But yeah, we're trying to just kind of mix it up.
Okay, so the tile and the wood floor. Now, I have a question with the wood floor. So, like, if someone has a wood floor and, you know, you have 10 years of wear on it, so to speak, and you start seeing that gray discoloration, is that something that, as you, when you come in and clean them, that restores it, or how does that work?
Yeah, and we're doing more of a surface cleaning, you know, restoration. It's mm-hmm. not a sanding.
Okay.
But what we do is we'll put down a cleaner, scrub it with a buffing machine, and it really, like, gets all that dirt and grime that you don't really notice. And then we'll go and put a coating over it.
Okay.
And make it, like, a shiny, wet look.
Oh, yeah.
And it looks really nice.
Okay. Yeah. Kind of like that shellac or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
It looks like a nice, like, a gym floor when it's redone.
Oh, very cool. Right. Now, when you do that, since I'm old, you know, I'm about 10 years older than you based on when you right. graduated, but, you know, bad back, whatever. Will you guys come in and can you move the furniture for the homeowner?
Yes, we can move the furniture.
Okay.
If there's a big china hutch or something like that, we'll have you empty it out.
Yeah.
But we usually will move the large things, and we do work around some things as well.
Oh, okay. Nice. So if somebody would want to schedule something like that and take advantage of the 40% off that ChemDry is offering, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, our number is 259-9046.
Okay.
And we're also at ChemDrySouthwest.com.
Oh, ChemDrySouthwest.com. Perfect.
Right.
I see your trucks driving around with that on the back.
Right.
And on the front, on the sides, and, you know, very well logoed. Now, I'm going to shift gears a little bit on you, Noah, because you guys are very involved in supporting high school sports.
Oh, right. Well, we went to Durango High School. We're from here.
Okay. You were born and raised.
Born close by.
Oh, okay.
Alamosa, Pueblo.
Oh, yeah.
But we've been here since we were little kids. So
oh, very cool.
We grew up and played football at Smiley.
Uh-huh.
And wrestled.
Okay.
And so, and then now all of our friends have kids going to high school.
Wow.
So we like to support the football team and the
right
basketball and wrestling teams.
Very cool. And you had a couple peewee wrestlers yourself.
Yeah, I have a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Wow.
Wrestlers, and they're just starting out.
And so do you have a like a room at your house that's just like padded so they can go at it?
We do have a wrestling mat at home.
Do you? Oh, yeah. See? That's very cool.
So hopefully they know what they're doing.
Yeah. Now, let me, well, they're hurting themselves. I mean, you know, brothers, right?
Right.
So does a 4-year-old ever win?
He against his 2-year-old brother, yes.
Oh, wow. 7-4-2. Whoa. Right. Yeah.
The whole wrestling team.
Just wait till their teenager, that grocery bill is going to skyrocket.
Right. Yeah, looking forward to it.
I had 3 boys myself. So what has been the biggest benefit that you've seen as a supporter of the Durango High School athletics?
Oh, well, I think just that we've
go ahead.
We've been able to support them.
Uh-huh.
And like I said, a lot of our friends have kids that go there, so they're moving on to college and just,
right.
you know, seeing the achievements that they accomplish.
Sure.
And just being part of the high school.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because I know I've literally talked to people that have looked at the program or seen the banners or things, you know, like you guys are supporting, and they'll go in and they'll say, you know what? Chem Dry of Southwest Colorado is supporting sports, and my kid's in sports, therefore I want to hire them to do the work because they kind of pay it forward, and they see the fact that you're doing things that are good for the community, and that comes back full circle. Have you experienced that?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, we also like donate to the cancer walk.
Oh, yeah.
And people see us there and they say, hey, you guys do this, so
sure.
I'm going to use you guys.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it helps. I think just being involved in the community you're in, it's
right.
definitely going to come back around.
Comes full circle. Right. When you mentioned is that the Relay for Life?
Yes.
Ah, so here's a little trivia. I was at the original Relay for Life in like 1988 or 89 when it was at the fairgrounds when they had a 1-mile track there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a 24-hour relay. And then actually they had some folks that were training for the, not the Ironman, but the one up out of Silverton, the Hard Rock 100.
Mm-hmm.
And some guys actually went like 110 miles in that 24-hour period.
Wow.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
I remember that way, way, way back, and I used to own Ike Waiko Sound and played music, but I'm digressing. I'm taking a kind of little walk down memory lane. If you just tuned in, I'm talking with Noah from Chem Dry of the Southwest, celebrating 20 years in business right here in Durango. And so owning your own business, what's the biggest reward?
It's the freedom to be with your family. You know, go do some things that you wouldn't be able to do if you had a regular
sure.
9-to-5 job.
Uh-huh.
You can set your own schedule. I mean, obviously, when a flood comes in, we have to drop everything and go.
Right.
But for the most part, if we have a soccer game or a football game that we want to go to, one of us other brothers can step in and
uh-huh.
man the business while the other one's out having a good time with his family.
Nice. Now, how many employees do you have?
Right now, we have about 6.
Okay.
In the summertime, sometimes we'll pick up an extra couple guys.
Uh-huh.
But we try to keep them busy year-round, so
okay.
we have about the same crew.
Now, what is the process that you use that's, let's say, different maybe from one of your competitors?
Well, the ChemDry system, it's using a carbonated solution. So it's still using water, but it's using less water.
Okay.
So it dries fast. It cleans the carpets very well. It dries fast. It's safe, non-toxic.
Mm-hmm.
We're using green certified chemicals. You know, it's all safe for kids and pets and
right.
Mother Nature. So
okay.
But it dries fast is probably the biggest advantage.
All right. And when you say dry fast, I mean, is it something that you come in the morning at someone's house and the time they get home, they can walk on it, that kind of thing? Or
yeah, pretty quick.
Wow.
I mean, we do a lot of commercial businesses that
uh-huh.
they need to be dry within a couple hours.
Oh, wow. So it can really, really be quick.
Yeah.
That's
and I mean,
cool.
Unless it's a real bad, you know, carpet or if mm-hmm. there's some pet urine stains
right.
that we need to work on, Those might take a little longer, but sure. It does dry pretty fast.
Okay. Now, you mentioned upholstery. Do you guys like do area rugs, things like that? And can someone drop it off, or do you have to do it on location?
Oh, yeah. We can pick it up and drop it off. We do have an office over off Sawmill Road off Highway 3.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but yeah, we do area rugs all the time. And, of course, upholstery. We do cars, RVs, boats.
Really?
Airplanes. We've done some airplanes.
Really?
Yeah.
Everything.
Right.
Wow. So if you need it cleaned, call Chem Dry. And one more time, what's your number?
Yeah, it's 259-9046.
259-9046. Or you can always, I always say, Google or Facebook Chem Dry of Southwest.
Right.
And you guys pop up.
Yeah.
Wow. So I want to ask, since you mentioned your brother, so you got, you know, three kids, 7, 4, and 2.
Right.
How many, you got one brother?
Two brothers.
Two brothers.
Right.
And were you guys wrestlers and tore up the house? And
yes, we were.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And you mentioned you did play football.
Yes. Yeah. We played football for Durango High School in Smiley.
Wow. You guys got some good roots here.
Yeah. Well, and like I said, we know a lot of people, so, you know, they help us with our business too.
Right, right. Now, if you're just tuning in, one more time, I'm here with Noah from Chem Dry of the Southwest, and I want to point out now the 40% off, you said, is on ceramic tile and wood floors?
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Tile and grout and wood floor cleaning.
Okay. So when you go in and do, let's say, the tile cleaning, walk me through that process, how you get rid of those hard water stains, things of that nature, and how you return it back to the original sheen, so to speak.
Well, on like a travertine or a slate, there's a lot of different grooves and holes in there that the dirt and soil gets into. Mm-hmm. And especially like in your kitchen or your walkways. So we put down a alkaline-based cleaner, you know, safe cleaner, and it mm-hmm. dissolves that grease and dirt.
Okay.
And then we come over with like a contained pressure washer that's pressure washing the grout.
Okay.
And then we suck it all out of there.
Oh.
So, and then we'll put a sealer on it. So once it's done, I mean, you wouldn't even think your tile's dirty until we clean it, and you'll see a huge difference.
Right.
And then, of course, we do showers and mm-hmm. bathtubs and stuff like that. But it cleans very well.
Uh-huh. Now, how often should somebody, because I'm guilty of, you guys came out and worked, those poor guys were in our shower. We have hard water. We have well water. Right. They were in there just attacking it, and they did a great job, did the sealer. And I'm guilty because I think I did that a year and a half, 2 years. I probably need to be doing that like every 6 months.
Once a year, I'd say on the minimum.
Uh-huh.
Of course, your traffic areas, you know, certain areas are going to get dirtier faster. So
right.
Maybe a little more often in the kitchen or something like that. But I'd say once a year minimum. On carpets, we try to maybe say twice a year.
Okay. And a lot of carpets, I hear, you know, they have the warranties and stuff, and you got to keep up with the cleaning. Otherwise, it can void the warranty.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
And our system, since it's a hot water extraction, it keeps that warranty good.
Up to date and everything.
Right.
And then you got, like on carpets and high traffic areas, can you put down, what do they call that?
A protectant?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a stain guard?
Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for, stain guard.
Yeah, we have some good protectants that repel the stains, you know, mm-hmm. coffee stains or something like that. So
right. It'll
keep them from setting in.
Okay. Now, another quick question. Let's say I have some furniture, whatever, that, you know, I need cleaned or whatever. And do you guys do pickup by chance?
We will do it, you know, on some things. I mean, if it's a large sectional or something
right.
like that, we usually clean them where they are.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, we've had people bring in chairs and, you know, a small couch or something like
okay.
that.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, if somebody needs to book you, how far out are you, let's say, for your standard carpet cleaning?
Well, we have 4 or 5 vehicles that we have, so we have plenty of time to get you in. Usually within about a week, but in the summertime, maybe 2 weeks.
Okay. But if it is an emergency, when it's
we'll
a
be
flood,
there right away.
you can respond quickly, just like the fire department, so to speak, and then return everything back to original, and including mold remediation, things of that nature.
Yes. Sometimes we get called at 8 or 9 o'clock at night.
Uh-huh.
And we're there 10 or 11 and
great.
Know, work until the morning. So usually just getting it set up to where we can get back to it tomorrow.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, no, we're out of time. See, it went fast, huh?
Right.
And we didn't make any mistakes.
Right.
All right. One more time, your phone number?
That's 259-9046.
All right, and be sure and check out Chem Dry the Southwest. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
And thanks for all your support of the sports.
Oh, sure. We'll keep doing it.
All right. We've got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.